It's the California Update from KRCB Radio. I'm Mark Prell. California brick-and-mortar retailers are taking their battle against online retailers like Amazon.com from Sacramento to Washington, D.C. As Ben Adler reports, they're working with members of Congress from both parties on a bill introduced yesterday in the House.
Online giant Amazon has resisted collecting sales tax on out-of-state purchases for years, but last month it agreed to a compromise with California lawmakers. Under the deal, Amazon and other online retailers will start collecting state sales tax late next year if there's no federal solution. The search for that federal solution is what brought small business owners like San Diego's Ann Mary to Capitol Hill.
Amazon isn't at the table with us, but I think they're more receptive to it. So getting Amazon on board through the legislation in California is huge, and we're hoping that that's going to happen across the country.
The bipartisan House bill would let states collect online sales tax and set their own rules on how to do it within some national guidelines. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
Foreclosure listing firm RealtyTrack released its third quarter data this morning, and when it comes to raw numbers, California still leads the nation.
Once again, California had the most properties receiving a foreclosure notice in the third quarter of any state, with over 153,000 properties with foreclosure filings.
RealtyTrack's Darren Bloomquist says California saw a 21% quarter-over-quarter increase in the number of default notices, which is typically the first step in the foreclosure process. Bloomquist says lenders are ramping up foreclosures after spending months trying to clear up documentation problems.
They finally are starting to get clarity and confidence that their paperwork is in order, at least on some measures.